of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history could one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
On Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I am Silver! Fire!
Nearly half a hundred Indians lay in waiting, hidden by huge rocks that studded the floor of the canyon that led toward Prairie Flats. Black, beady eyes watched as half a dozen heavily loaded wagons neared the ambush. Then, at a signal from the leader, the Redskins leaped into action. The savages were on their horses, charging at the surprised men on the wagon. BF Ranch, owned by Bart Freeman, was at the edge of town. On the morning following the Indian attack, Bart and his foreman were in the ranch house.
Anything further you want done, boss?
If there is, Jake, I'll let you know. I don't... What is that?
Sound like someone trying to rap on the door.
Mighty weak door rapping. I'll see if anyone's there.
Hey, Dave. Steady there. What's the matter with you, stranger? Give me a hand with it, Jake.
Yeah.
Fell right in. Must have been leaning on the door. Put him on the couch.
Boss, this man's hurt bad.
Yeah. Hit in half a dozen places. Shut that door, Jake.
Oh. Help. Indians.
What's that you said about Indians?
The raiders. Indians. Ambush.
What's he talking about?
Something about Indians and freighters.
Oh, killed.
Boss, I've seen this fellow before. He works for that freighter outfit that brings supplies into Prairie Flats.
He does?
Uh-huh. That's him, all right. I forget his name, but I've seen him.
Indians got everything.
Indians got everything. Say, boss, there was freighters due with more supplies. I'll bet Indians was laying in wait and clean that freighting party out.
Get some water.
Yeah.
Here you. Listen here. Come on, snap out of it. What happened to you, eh? Speak up, can't you?
Injuns kill everybody.
Come on, Jake. Hurry up with that water.
Here's some water. Brought a clean cloth, too, so he could wipe his face.
If this critter's trying to say what I think, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Maybe this will help him talk. All right. Now tell what happened. Did Indians ambush a freight wagon?
Yes. Everything gone.
How many were killed?
All of them. But me.
Now listen to me. Hang on a minute. Did you tell anyone else about this? Does anyone know what the Indians did?
What's the difference?
Shut up, Jake. Listen, Fritter. Does anyone else know about the ambush?
No one else. Just crawl here.
Bart.
No use, Jake. He's gone.
What do we do with a dead man on our hands?
That's just the detail. Step over here, Jake. I've got a big idea.
What do you mean?
Those freighters don't get out this way very often, do they?
No.
It'll be at least 5 or 6 weeks before there's another freight train. That means there'll be a mighty big shortage of supplies around Prairie Flats.
Yeah?
And we're the only ones that know the shortage is coming. Jake, I always say that a man should make the most of what he knows. Knowledge should pay off.
Yeah, but how? Well, what's on your mind, boss?
We'll go to every store in town and buy up all the food and stables.
Well, why?
Anyone that needs things will have to come to me and pay my price to get them.
Boss, that's a slick idea. But won't the storekeepers get suspicious if we buy them out?
Nah. Each one will think we're doing all our trading at his place. And we've got to work fast. Get some horses hitched up. Then we're going shopping.
The following morning, Dan Reed rode into the town of Prairie Flats and dismounted before the store of Ezra Peabody. As the nephew of the Lone Ranger entered the store, he was surprised to see the shelves nearly empty.
Whatever it is you want, son, if it's food, I don't have it.
But you don't know what I want.
Oh, it don't matter. I'm cleaned right out.
Well, I just want some flour and baking powder. And...
all out, I tell you. Try one of the other stores. There's 4 of them in Prairie Flats.
Ezra!
Howdy, Miss Doolittle.
What sort of trick are you playing? I went to Oliphant's store and he told me the same thing you did.
Huh? You mean to say he sold out, too?
That's right. Bart Freeman went there late yesterday and bought everything that's eatable.
Well, he's the one that bought me out.
Don't you suggest that I go to Hawkins because of Ben there.
Great day. You don't mean to say he sold out?
I do mean to say so.
Golly, is there a shortage of food?
No, nothing of the sort. I had food enough to last for the next 3 weeks. So did the other stores. Altogether, we had enough to supply the town for 2 months.
Well, golly, then what?
Now there's not enough to take care of my family until next week Monday. What's Freeman think he's doing?
Gosh, Miss Doolittle, I don't know.
Hey, you.
Oh, hello, Vern.
I've been every place in town so I wouldn't have to deal with you at your prices. I gotta have grub.
Now, Vern.
Here's my list. Make it up and I'll call back.
Vern, Ezra is plumb out everything the same as everyone else.
You mean you got nothing left to sell?
Bart Freeman bought me out.
What in the name of thunder and blazes is that coyote up to? How many men's he feeding on the BF spread?
15 or 20.
He's bought grub enough for an army.
Well, what am I to do?
How about me? How about the others that are needing victuals?
No, there ain't no cause for excitement. The supply wagons are due here today or tomorrow.
Ezra! Ezra, have you heard the news?
Why, it's Jim Tucker.
What news?
The supply wagons.
What about them?
They're burned up.
What? Oh, my.
Every one of them. I seen them in the canyon. The Redskins waylaid them, stole all the supplies, and burned the wagon. So that's it.
Bart Freeman knew about it.
Now he's bought up all the food.
What'll we do for grub?
I've only got enough for a few days.
Well, how about me with all the mouths I gotta feed?
Yes, did you hear the news? The supply train was attacked.
Indians got our supplies. We got no food.
Bart Freeman bought up all the food.
What's that? That buzzard? He knew about the wagons. If we eat, we gotta get food from Freeman.
And pay whatever he wants for it.
Well, he'll rob us.
I can't pay much.
We ought to make the critter sell us food.
That's it.
Make it. Make him sell or face a hanging.
When Dan Reed returned to a small camp in a nearby woods, He found the Lone Ranger and Tonto keenly interested in what he had to say.
Did Bart Freeman clean out every store in town, Dan?
Yes, he did.
Him slick schemer.
He can't do that, can he?
I don't know of a law against it, Dan.
Well, there should be a law. Why, now he can make people pay anything he wants to charge to get food.
Yes, I know it.
Well, if the men do what they say, by golly, they'll be justified.
What's that?
If Freeman won't sell, they'll lynch him.
Is that the talk?
Yes.
That'll mean a pitched battle. Here, Silver.
It means plenty trouble.
Freeman has a big ranch. He has 15 or 20 men working on the BF. And everyone can handle a gun. He has to defend himself against a mob. Hello, tighten that cinch.
What are you going to do?
Don't know, Dan. I'll think about it on the way to the BF ranch. Steady, boy.
Me go there, too?
You stay here with Dan till I get back. Easy, big fella. One, Silver.
By the time the Lone Ranger knew about the food situation, the people of Prairie Flats were on their way to Bart Freeman's ranch. Bart had looked for just such a reaction. He had all his men heavily armed and lined up in front of the house with him.
Boys, you ready for anything. If I call on you to shoot, let him have it in the legs and feet.
Right.
Order, your order, Steamer!
Look, he's got all his men there with him.
Well, hold on there. All of you stand right where you are.
Freeman, we come here for food.
Yeah. I've been looking for all you good people from town.
We want food.
You want all the food.
Now, take it easy. If food is all you want, there's nothing to worry about. My barn and house are bulging with food. I'm ready to sell to anyone that wants to pay the price. Now, get this. I don't want no trouble. I don't want gunplay or roughhouse. But if anyone wants to start trouble, they'll find that me and my men are ready to play the game. You want food? Just take it easy. You'll get it. You all know what the prices have been in the stores, don't you?
We know the prices. We know the prices, and that's what we'll pay.
We ain't going to be robbed.
Now, hold on. I'm going to make a reasonable profit on what I got to sell. If you want what I got, you'll pay my price.
What's your price?
Yeah.
Just double what you've been paying.
Why, you...
That's your setup. You can take it or leave it.
You can't get away with it. We'll take that stuff away from you, Forrester.
Yeah. Try to rob us and see what happens.
Yeah.
Sheriff! Sheriff! I demand protection. I'm within the law. You are sworn to uphold it. My men will fight any violence.
Stand back, folks. Stand back.
Bart's right. Ain't nothing you can do.
You siding with that polecat?
Come on, folks. Let's help our sheriff.
Sure, yeah. Just what the skunk deserves. Shoot him if he stands in our way.
Teach him we ain't to be robbed. Come on.
Get back.
Hey, it's a masked man. Watch out for that horse.
Hold over, homeboy. Hold. Get back. Hold over, homeboy. Hold on.
Mister, you better get off.
Hold slap leather, sheriff. I have news for these people. Quiet, everyone. Quiet. Now, listen to me. Within 2 days, wagons will reach Prairie Flats. Within 2 days, you'll all have the food you need.
How do you know?
Where's it coming from?
You'll see when the time comes. Now, make your food on hand last 2 days. Then you'll get all you want.
You better do like the masked man says, folks. I'm the law. If you're going to make trouble, I got to stand up again you. But if it can be avoided by waiting, then that's the thing to do.
Hey, wait. The masked fella's tricking you. If you want to eat, you better buy it from me.
I'll wait. If you buy at Freeman's prices, I'm through with you. If you wait, I'll get you food at the right price. Now, that's the deal. Take it or leave it.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story, rather than pay double for the food that Bart Freeman had hoarded, the people of Prairie Flats decided to take the word of the mysterious masked man who had promised an ample supply in 2 or 3 days.
Jake, what do you think that masked hombre meant?
How do I know what he meant, boss?
He can't get food here. Who is he, anyhow?
I don't know.
He was talking through his hat. In the first place, he can't get food. In the second place, the Indians would waylay the wagons if he did.
I ain't so sure about the Indians. Maybe they got all the supplies they needed from that last wagon train. Maybe they won't bother the next one.
Yeah.
Boss, if that masked man keeps his word, you're going to be stuck in a bad way.
Yes, I know it.
Put a pile of cash money in all that stuff you bought up.
Every cent of ready cash you had.
Now, if you're stuck with it, if you can't sell it, then what'll you do?
I'll sell it. I'll sell it to those people left here a little while ago. Maybe they got grub on hand the last few days, but after that, we're going to be downright hungry.
Yeah.
Then they'll be glad to pay my price. They'll pay my price no matter what it is. And they'll find that it's gone up, what I told them.
That is, if the masked man don't keep his word.
Jake, that's up to you.
Me?
You take charge of the men. See to it that no food gets into Prairie Flats.
Anything that comes here has to come through the canyon.
Yeah. There's not much chance that any wagons would come from the other direction. That's all bad Indian country.
And we'll keep watch at the canyon.
That's right. If you see any wagons, stop them. And see if they're bringing any food.
And if they are, what do we do? Treat them like the Indians did?
Well, Jake, I don't want any kidding. You just explain that the wagons are to turn back and wait until we send word that it's safe to come through. You can make up a fancy story about the Indians that are waiting in ambush.
I savvy. We'll give them a fancy story, all right.
And if you see that masked man anywhere around, hog time, Susie, can't interfere.
Otto, I made a promise to the people in town.
Yeah, me no.
How can you keep that promise? There's no food nearby, is there?
Yes, lots of it, Dan. Enough to last the townspeople for a couple of months. First, we've got to have wagons and men.
How many?
All we can get. Tonto, we'll need help from the Indians.
That's not easy, Kimasabi.
There are a lot of bad Indians around here, but there must be a few who are friendly.
Oh, me no few. Maybe 15, maybe 20.
All right, get them together.
Get them near canyon?
No, we'll have to work on the other side of town. There's a big rock about a half a day's travel west of Prairie Flats.
Me no place.
Have the Indians meet there. Dan, you ride north while I ride south. Call on as many ranches as you can.
Right.
Ask each of them to bring 6 horses hitched to a heavy wagon and meet at the rock.
Should I start right away?
Yes, and one thing more.
Yes, sir?
Tell them no wants to know what they're doing.
I understand.
I've got to keep this a secret. That's why I want men from the ranches and not the townsmen.
Me go now.
Good luck to you, Tonto.
Get him up. Come
on your way, Dan.
Right. Get up, Victor.
Ready, big fellow. One silver.
While Tonto rode for the friendly Indians and Dan rode from one to another of the ranches to the north, the masked mystery rider headed south and rode at top speed until he reached the Lazy J ranch.
Hold over, hold on.
Hey, what's that mask mean?
Have you heard about the food shortage in Prairie Flats?
You bet I have. That ornery BF outfit ought to be strung up.
Will you help relieve the shortage?
How?
Hit 6 horses to a heavy wagon.
How can I help?
Bring your wagon and 6 horses.
Count on me. I'll be there with 2 wagons and 12 horses.
All that day and the night that followed, Jake and some of the BF ranch hands waited in the canyon for wagons that might carry food to the people in Prairie Flats. But they waited in vain. In the morning, Jake rode to the ranch to report to his boss, Bart Freeman.
Sure, there's been no sign of anything, eh, Jake?
Not a thing, boss. Not even a horseman with a hunk of hard tack in his heart.
Yeah, Newt, that masked man was just talking big, that's all.
That's the way I figure. Want me to have the boys keep a watch any longer?
Yes. I don't want to take any chances. I've got too much tied up in food.
Well, how long are we to stand watch there in the canyon?
Until the people in town come to their senses and realize that if they want to eat, they've got to pay. They'll come to it sooner or later, you'll see.
Here's hoping.
First thing you know, I'll get a call from some of the men that have got plenty of money. They won't let price stand in the way when the birds go slack. Then the rest of the people will fall in line.
Shouldn't take more than another day or so.
I don't think so. Fact is, I look for something to happen before night.
Hey, boss.
Huh?
That redskin riding this way?
Looks like one.
Coming from the west. That's where all the Indians are at.
Yes.
It is a redskin. Wonder why he's coming here.
I don't know.
Clear out. We don't allow redskins around this outfit.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you want?
Me want to see Boss Ranch.
The old man's right here.
Oh. Me come by axle grease.
Axle grease?
Need plenty axle grease. You maybe sell big can?
Well, this is the first time I ever heard of Indians using axle grease.
There are plenty wagon over yonder. And wagon heavy. Maybe grease help them.
Hey, boss.
You say there's wagons over there?
Each one got 6 horse.
It must be heavy loaded.
Fellow with mask send me here. Say me ask you for axle grease.
Hold on. Who'd you say sent you?
A feller with mask on face. Him ride white horse.
Where is he?
Him with wagon.
They're coming from the west?
That's right.
Been watching the wrong side of town.
Have those wagons got food?
Well, fella with mask, not tell me what in wagon.
How many wagons are there?
Plenty wagon. Maybe 15, 16.
15 or 16?
Well, look, confront. Jake, get to the canyon and tell the men to come here on the double.
Right.
A plenty Indian with wagon.
Wait a minute, Jake.
Yeah, boss.
What'd you say?
Plenty Indian with wagon.
No white men?
White men drive wagon. Indian guard wagon.
Indians to guard them. Hey, boss, we can't go up against nothing like that.
You sell actual grease?
Sure. I got nothing to sell you. Get out of here. Go and clear out. They're moose.
You not help me, huh?
Did you hear me? I said get.
Me go.
Jake, get them in here. We got to work fast. We got to work awful fast. Get them in here right away. 15 wagons full of food coming this way will ruin me.
Get them up.
Get out my wagons. Get the horses hitched. Load up all that stuff about in town.
You mean the food?
Yeah, load it up and make it fast. I gotta get to town to hurry. Hey, don't sell it before supplies come from the west. I'll be sunk. Now, hurry it up. Get those cases loaded. Pass them down faster.
Get that wagon out of the way. Bring up another one.
Hey, boss!
Jake, what'd you see?
The engine was right. I rode at the top of the hill and I saw the wagons. There's at least 15 of them.
Any chance to attack?
Now they got 20 Indians and 20 white men as guards.
Get that food loaded! Get it loaded! Hurry up!
Early afternoon, when Bart Freeman and his wagons came into town and drew up in front of Ezra's store. The crowd gathered to see what the food hoarder was up to.
Food on the wagons. One of his men says so.
He needn't think we'll buy his food.
I'd starve first.
Me too.
Hey there, Freeman. What are you doing in town?
Hello, Ezra. Glad you're here. I guess I taught you a lesson now, haven't I?
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, I taught you and the other storekeepers to be careful about selling out to one man. I brought back the food to you.
That stuff is yours, Freeman. You bought it and paid for it.
Well, now, say, you didn't think I wanted to keep all this food, did you? Why, I was just doing this for a lesson.
Huh?
Sheriff, tell Ezra he'd better take his stock back.
Well, the sheriff ain't running my store.
All right, then. I'll sell direct to the public. Here you are, folks. Here's the grub you've been waiting for.
The masked man told us not to buy from you.
We're doing as he said.
Sure. He promised us food at a fair price. We ain't going to let you rob us.
Rob you? Now, hold on, folks. I didn't mean what I said the other day. I'm selling at the same price as another storekeeper sold at. I don't want no profit on this stuff. I was just proving a point, that's all.
Well, what's come over? He's sure changed.
Step right up. Them that have cash with him can buy on credit.
He's up to something, folks. Don't deal with him.
Sheriff, you keep out of this.
That masked man told you not to deal with this maverick.
That's right. He promised us food.
We'll wait for him to bring in.
Hell, listen. That masked man didn't mean what he said. He's just a local stranger drifting into the section. Don't pay no attention to him.
I meant every word I said.
There he is. He's come back.
That's the masked man.
Freeman. These people don't want to deal with you.
No, wait.
I'll tell you people why he's so anxious to sell.
He's heard about the wagons that are heading here from the west.
Oh, wait!
Yes, 17 wagons, heavy wagons. Each drawn by 6 horses.
And he knew about them. No wonder he wants to get rid of what he's got.
A big supply of food comes into town. Freeman will lose all he's put into those supplies. It'll serve him right for trying to get rich at your expense.
Serve him a plenty right.
He's got to come.
Now listen, listen to me, everyone. I didn't mean to harm you.
Just meant to rob us, you ornery grub hoarder.
Yeah. You meant to make us pay double for what we needed.
Keep your food. Keep it till it's gone.
Well, look, I'll sell it cheap. I'll sell it less than you'll pay Ezra and the other storekeepers.
Make him sell at half price.
Half price?
That's the ticket.
Instead of double, we'll pay half.
I can't. I lose half every cent of cash I had.
You'll be lucky if you don't lose it all.
There come the wagons.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, look at all them. Great day we eat.
Indians? What about the Indians?
Those are friendly Indians. They guarded those wagons.
Hey, now, listen to me. Listen to me, everyone. I'll take your deal. I've got to take it. I've got to get some of my cash back. I'll sell this food at half price.
Did you hear that, Sheriff?
You better heard it. Where's Ezra Peabody?
Here I am, Sheriff.
You take charge of the food and see that everyone gets his share at half price.
Right.
Hold those wagons.
Hold wagons.
Hello. Tell those men that Bart Freeman is selling food at half price. If they need anything, this is the time to get it.
Hold on. Why should those men need anything?
They have to eat the same as anyone else.
But they've got wagon loads of food.
What gave you that idea? Those wagons are empty.
What? Empty? You mean to say those men didn't bring a lot of grub to Cry Prairie Flats?
The only food in town is on your wagons, Freeman.
And you're selling it at half price.
I've been tricked. I won't do it.
You'll do it or I'll throw you in jail. You made a deal, and by thunder, you're holding to it.
That masked man tricked me.
You bet he did. And the whole town thanks him for it.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.